By trying something new, like Trump. What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun in the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or maybe you've gone and done download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
ScrollGuard is disposable and washable.
It almost sounds like ScrollGuard is disposable and rechargeable.
Well, maybe now they would.
Right, recharge them?
You could have LEDs in that shit.
It's like, I got a bug light in my crotch.
You put lights into my hair, it kills shit, it kills stuff, it kills the COVID if you put lights up
it
on them.
It shocks the crabs.
Well, however you listen to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it, whatever, wherever the hell I was in the opening spiel. Join us on our Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And we also have a Facebook page that's lively and fun.
Yes.
And the occasional bad word.
Right.
Is typed.
Welcome to Adultville. We speak like adults.
Well, yeah.
Our president,
like adults sometimes speak.
Well, our president, how does he speak? Like a crazy fascist.
Yeah. With
a big load of poopy in his diaper.
Counting down, everyone, counting down. But strap the fuck in, because we're landing without any gear.
Right.
You know, they're saying that he actually one time in a fit, like, said, I'm just not going to fucking leave.
What? Are you kidding?
Like, there was that one in that flurry of reports about when all the people around him are trying to talk him down from hanging out with Rudy and Sydney, and Mark Taylor.
How is there not one person?
President called me in.
There's nobody on the right that can control this motherfucker. I mean, God, we've been over this over and over again, and no one can control Donald Trump, right?
Well, let's see what happens if and when he vetoes that defense bill that has to pass.
Yeah.
Well, who's... like he says he is, because he's going to throw a big hissy fit.
Well, I mean...
But they're both houses, the House and Senate, are ready to override.
Yeah, because don't we have to have that spending bill? Like, for shit to work?
Yeah, it's one of those keep the government going kind of things.
What? Let's all be honest about something, and you know, and not that it's not painfully obvious, our president hates us and is doing things to hurt us, right?
Yeah.
If so, what then?
Oh, we're fucked.
What do we do?
We just have to wait. We have to. We just have.
Okay.
And we have to hope that once this Senate race is over, hopefully we get both seats, that the Republicans will then become the vipers that we all know they are and turn on him.
Right.
Because they don't need him anymore.
Even Matt Gaetz.
I didn't say that.
I mean.
But yeah. No, you know what? I think he's enough of a weasel that he will definitely. He'll be, you know, hey, I don't care. I stood by my president.
He doesn't seem like a guy that makes a good legislator. I mean, I just don't know. It doesn't, and I haven't lived here that long. It doesn't seem like he gives a fuck about his constituents.
Matt Gaetz is our representative here.
Air quotes. You would do air quotes if you could.
In Pensacola, up in the panhandle, and he's apparently beloved. He gets like 2/3 of the votes.
God, that's so goddamn depressing.
Fucking time.
But listen, the guy running against Matt Gaetz, Phil Ayer, is a veteran. He you know.
Well, Phil did better than most.
I'm just saying, how do you, I mean, and he's a moderate Democrat.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And he's.
Kind of.
You know, and he's into some cool shit. I
mean, I don't even know what that means. He seemed to be okay with all the good causes.
Yeah. I mean, what I mean is, like, he seems like a Democrat that wouldn't scare away, like, I don't know, some of the shitbag Republicans that are, like, sexist.
That are, yeah.
Racist or something. I don't know.
But that are a little twisted in the knickers over their over Trump and his behavior.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a crazy thing when it's just like there's something about the South and it really needs to be addressed. It's such a dumb thing to say. People vote like shit down here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's a problem, right?
Concur. Yeah.
What do we do about that?
We need more money
to make people not vote like shit.
Well, to get the word out.
Right, right. You think it's turning
more grassroots. It's, you know, things got better when the Democrats went back to that 50 state thing that
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. Then Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Was when he was a really good head of the DNC.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, we're going to spend money in every goddamn state. We're not going to concede states because we think we're going to get our asses kicked.
Wasn't
we
got to
get
the
message out.
Yeah.
And that's what fucking helped. Texas was closer than ever.
Oh, my God, dude. Did you see, I'm so sorry, that person in Iowa, the Democrat that got beat by 6 fucking votes, and she's demanding that the her only way to appeal now is to the House. And she's asking that the House not seat the Republican, but to do a recount because they've uncovered 22 more votes.
Uh-oh.
It's Rita something. I
didn't see that.
I hadn't heard one fucking thing about this. But, you know, they're worried it's going to piss off the Republicans.
Yeah, well.
So what?
They won't seat her if it's a Republican House. They'll just say, well, no, election's over.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 35.
Rita Hart. That's who that is.
Oh.
Iowa Democrat. So I think it's just the Democratic Iowa House, so.
Which is Republican though, right?
Right.
I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. She fell just 6 votes short of winning an open Iowa seat formerly contested.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, she contested her loss with the U.S. House on Tuesday.
I'd be like, tell my family and friends, you fucking voted, didn't you? Amazon. Buy shit through our Amazon portal. If you want to help the show out, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
And wait for those after Christmas sales.
Yeah. And, you know, also, if you hate our show and want us off the air but have money, send us an amount like that you'll give
us. We'll take money to not do the show.
Yeah. How much? If you give me $800,000 cash, we won't do the show anymore. We'll call it something different.
$800K.
You will never hear from the crabs again. Yeah.
They sent cash. Obama sent cash to the Iranians.
We'll switch to our network ID. We'll still do the fucking show.
Over at the, let's see what the headlines be.
Yes.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Wee wee. Zoot the lore.
DOJ drops hammer.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Walmart helped fuel opioid crisis.
Damn. Oh, shit.
I think a lot more hammers need to be dropped on Walmart.
Oh, my God.
I think Walmart is one of the great evils of the late 20th century.
Fuck, I'm picking up. I got a Walmart order I'm picking up.
Well, yeah, I know. And fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
For destroying gazillions of small businesses around the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Justice Department is suing Walmart, alleging the company unlawfully dispensed controlled substances through its pharmacies. You see, Walmart doesn't need to have pharmacies. Get that shit out of there. Get those banks out of there.
Unlawfully dispensed.
Get the rub and tugs out of there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have rub and tugs at Walmart.
Yeah, they have Walmart glory holes.
No, you want to go back to automotive? Air quotes. Jeez. What is garden gnome?
The civil complaint being filed points to the role Walmart's pharmacies may have played in the crisis by filling opioid prescriptions and by unlawfully distributing controlled substances to the pharmacies during the height of the opioid crisis.
Are we just going to let this Walmart just fuck our whole country right in the face?
Oh, it's well done. Our face is crusted over with God. Walmart emissions.
I got some Target skeet, just a little, you know? But, like, what happened to Kmart, by the way? Is that out of business? Oh, really? Well, they didn't survive. I mean, why can't we just put an end to this shit? Why?
Pretty sure Kmart went K's up.
K's up, baby. We should just take Sam Walton and his family, take their shit. Fuck it. There's more of us.
But so many small businesses were utterly destroyed.
Yeah.
By Walmart.
And now look, they're destroying communities by fucking spewing out opioids all over the fucking place. Why are they distributing opioids without a prescription at Walmart?
Jesus Christ, Shelby.
Woo.
Well, oh, it's a small studio.
Right. You know, if you want to sit in on a Crabs show, that I believe that price is we will take $500 in Ruby Tuesday coupons, gift cards.
Is there even a Ruby Tuesday in Pensacola?
Oh, shit, yes, Pat. Really? Plenty of COVID.
The Justice, let's see, federal law required Walmart to spot suspicious orders. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they give a rat's ass.
Oh, I'll take some of these.
Sure. So there you go, you know, the Justice Department going after Walmart.
Oh, yeah, sure. God damn.
I think this is where we need to step in and say, you know, that's not part of your free market is bullshit. It needs to be a fair market.
I mean,
and part of the fair market is that things like Walmart need to not exist.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You start a business. You're really successful with it. We'll give you, I don't know, 20 stores. You're going to be rich as fuck.
Right.
You'll be fine. You don't have to take over the entire world.
What do we need to teach to make people
And it keeps people less... local and regional.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And why is capitalism so fucking evil? And is there any way for
greed.
Us to...
What? Greed.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said weed. I was
greed.
Like, greed.
Well, no. Yes. Weed's getting destroyed by capitalism.
I hate
next.
That. God damn it. I fucking hate the idea that there's going to be big green or big marijuana.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Boehner.
That fucking sucks.
John Boehner.
Fuck that guy. He's a Republican.
He blocked every whiff of weed legislation, of decriminalization, while he was Speaker of the House. And now he's on the board and has money invested in some big, giant legal weed operation.
You know, man. I don't know what kind of world you need to live in to understand it. That's wrong and that's bullshit. I don't know what fucking law that breaks. I don't give a fuck. That's fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
We should stop this all this shit now. Enough with these Walmarts. Fuck that. Got to figure out a way, like the people that are working there. Here's what you do. You figure out the profits each store makes and you put everybody working there. They get a share of it.
Well, yeah,
And you don't kick anything else upstairs.
Well, that's why I like the employee-owned businesses.
It's
not owned by the government, but the employees that work there, that toil away, actually get fruits of the labor because they are all owners.
And Jeff Bezos, I'm sorry.
And there's a board that's elected.
Thank you.
We take it in turns.
Hello!
To sit as a sort of governing body of the week.
You've been sacked! Jeff Bezos has been sacked!
There's some lovely filth over here.
What do they say? I'm a person,
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Come see the violence inherent in the system.
Come see the violence inherent in the system! Jeff Bezos, I'm sorry. In my world, you don't get paid anymore. You have enough money. So now your life is about tough fucking shit. He has too much. So
no, I'm saying he's got more than enough money.
Fuck him, man. From here on out, it's about him giving it all back.
Well, and his ex-wife kind of is.
Yes, yes.
Did you see that she's funding all kinds of HBCUs and rural hospitals and
that's
shit?
Great.
And this one college was like, this is going to keep us going for 20 years.
That's awesome.
An HBCU.
But imagine that's great that Jeff Bezos' ex is doing that. But like, imagine if the government was able to tax these people properly.
Well, we wouldn't need that.
Yeah.
Right.
We wouldn't need that shit. So like from now on out, it's like all these rich people, they shouldn't make any more money. And if you work at Walmart, why don't you share in the fucking profits of the fucking store?
I saw an article. About how these dollar store fucks, the dollar store owner, like a bazillionaire.
Yeah.
And the people that work for him are paid the least.
Yes. Yes. And
like he got like a $10 million bonus or something like that. And meanwhile, his people.
Yeah.
That working in the dollar store or making like minimum wage.
You know, there was a story that came out, and I believe we covered it on the Crab Diving podcast. For past episodes of this show, go to the internet and search for old episodes of Crab Diving.
We're just going to our website ones. And
oh,
search,
yeah, yeah.
Search for.
But like, it was
a topic.
Yes. but it was a story about how when any Dollar General moves into a neighborhood, the crime rate goes up.
Oh yeah.
They get robbed all the fucking time. And they're put in these food deserts, you know, where, you know, all of a sudden everybody's going to the fucking Dollar General.
And the food they sell is basically shit. I mean, you can find things that are sort of edible.
I mean, I've heard from stoners saying that they are kind of a great thing because you can get in and out of there and like, under 8 minutes, get all your shit, and you don't have to go in like a big store and fuck with people. Do you know what I mean? There is that one positive aspect of it.
Although I did like the three where we lived in Koreatown.
Oh yeah, that was great.
There was the cool little local one.
Yes.
Which had the best produce.
That's right, Pat.
Then there was Ralph's.
Yes.
And Ralph. Then a Vons right across the street.
If we wanted to upscale
to Vons,
there is a grocery store chain in this country named Ralph's. That's great. A lot of people don't know that, and when they learn that, they're like, Ralph's?
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, Ralph's? You know, it's like you're
more regional.
You get a Ralph, you're gonna throw up. I mean, it's an odd thing to name a store.
Well, Piggly Wiggly. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Harris Teeter.
That's fucking weird. What is that?
The only reason I know that is because I auditioned
to
do their commercials at one point.
Yeah, okay.
To be the guy.
Right.
This week, we've got oranges on sale.
Oh, shit.
Almost.
Damn.
Shelby. That's the headline over Walmart. Over at the
what is it? Walmart fucking sucks. And
well, they're being sued contributing to the
yay. Oh, the opioid.
But
problem.
More evidence that Walmart sucks.
Damn,
that they're being sued for the opioid crisis.
I didn't know you guys were into that crisis. Congratulations, you're in two crises. Your own crisis.
Well, they have everything.
Yeah, even all the crises.
Drudge Report is all COVID.
Yay!
Mutant strain spreads. Started in USA? UK isolation grows. The vax is being put to the test. Let me click on the started in the USA one. This is the sun.
It's all horrifically terrifying, dude. I mean, it really is.
It's the U.S. sun. So, you know, take this for what it is.
Oh.
Supercharged mutant COVID strain is probably already in the U.S. and may even have started here.
Who says that in Scientists a headline? Warn. Is it, do they really have to say it like that? Is it really super fucking charged? Is it really super, supercharged? Turbo boost kit. Remember that?
It is supercharged.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket so you can carry it with you wherever you go.
God damn. Who's fucking that much, but then has this other shit going on at the same time? That to me, you need to fuck a little less.
I've got a slip on.
Yeah.
My entire lower body condom.
But first, you always talc up.
That's right.
Don't be stupid.
New strain, thought to be up to 70% more infectious than the original, was first detected in London earlier this month and has now been identified
jolly good
in at least six other territories around the world.
I'm not dead yet!
The news prompted the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to cancel a planned relaxation of the COVID restrictions over Christmas.
God damn, Boris.
And now some 40 countries are imposing bans on flights from the UK. They're like, we don't want you with your more virulent COVID.
We need everyone on the planet. If you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app, just visualize with me not doing anything. Whatever you're doing right now, stop doing it. Don't do it. You know? It will keep listening to the show, but just don't do anything.
Oh, well, this was on CNBC last night, so I guess it's not fake. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former head of the FDA, was asked if a travel ban could stop the new strain from spreading to the U.S. He said, I think it's already in the U.S.
Oh, God.
I don't think a travel ban at this point is going to prevent this mutated strain from coming into the U.S. We're going to have an epidemic that continues to build over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks.
So what?
We'll start to see infection rates decline as we see vaccinations get rolled out.
Oh, okay. That's great news. That's good news.
Cases of the new strain thus far have been identified in Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, Gibraltar, Australia, and there have been unverified reported cases in Belgium. Yeah.
You said Gibraltar.
I did say Gibraltar.
I was wondering. Okay. Guys in Gibraltar, thoughts and prayers. Is that a country?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really? Jeez.
Congratulations,
guys. I had no idea.
Gibraltar.
What do they do? Like,
I mean, it's a territory, but it's its own vibe.
Right.
But I think Britain or Spain.
Yeah.
I mean, now I got
Gibraltar. Don't fucks with us. I just know Gibraltar from that famous story, The Rock of Gibraltar and Cepheus.
Gibraltar is a British overseas territory and headland on Spain's south coast, dominated by the Rock of Gibraltar, a 426-meter high limestone ridge.
Right. So there's COVID there.
I would think there may be a wee spot.
I was going to visit that big rock, but not this year.
Under its current constitution, Gibraltar has almost complete internal self-governance through a parliament elected for a term of up to 4 years.
How's that working out, guys?
The unicameral parliament presently consists of 17 elected members and the speaker, who's not elected but appointed by a resolution of the parliament.
Hello.
There you go.
Do they have the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very civilized.
Hey,
really,
if anybody's listening.
Sadly, it's really touristy. Because of the whole rock and shit.
That sucks. Sometimes tourists really suck. If you're listening and you're in Gibraltar,
don't be assholes.
Yeah. We feel you. I'm sorry if Americans visit and they're total cunts. I know what it's like.
We're not all like that.
No, we're not.
We're the ones you think are Canadian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The nice travelers, they're like, oh, they must be Canadians because Americans are dicks.
I wonder if they all, like, have a state, like, if somebody's, I guess Texas maybe, or Florida probably, They're from Florida. Oh, God, if you ran in for Texas. Somebody from Florida.
Texas.
But think about the pandemic. Yeah. Though. There's so much COVID.
Oh, well, yeah.
Nobody wants to be around us. We are gross.
So the mutated strain may already be here.
Yay. Good job, everybody.
Just in time for the holidays and for everybody to want to go out for New Year's Eve.
Don't go anywhere. Oh, down the street, there's a fucking New Year's party. Oh, New Year's fucking Eve.
Oh, really?
It's called a funeral for 20 fucking 20.
Oh, well, that's
Is that funny? Is that supposed to be funny or some shit?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Don't. Hey, I live in the area, dickhead. Don't super spreader event down the fucking street, you motherfuckers.
That's hilariously awful.
And I, you know what? I'm not naming the place. I don't wanna,
I think I know what you're talking about.
But, you know, no reason to put them on blast because I remember earlier during this, they made a show about shutting down and how they were trying to show good business leadership and all this kind of bullshit. But then they opened back up when there's more COVID out there than when they shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
What? Why? Everybody did that in the South. They don't make any sense, dude. Jeez.
The dog just whacked the desk with her bone. Fight a nickel.
Wow. Jeez.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We've got this. I did want to talk about this one. Oh, this is Oregon.
Hello.
Armed insurrectionists, or let's call them terrorists.
We are the Knights of St. Nick.
Not only protested outside the Oregon State Capitol building, but they tried to storm the fucking place,
Jesus.
Breaking windows, assaulting journalists. And some of them, like, sprayed the cops with bear spray.
Did they get arrested or anything?
I think some of them did, yeah.
God, are you... Oh, good. Did the president praise them on Twitter?
A group of armed protesters broke windows and stormed the Capitol while the state legislature was in session on Monday. The legislators were debating COVID-19 restrictions.
Jeez.
And related public assistance in a closed session. The only people permitted inside were members of the Salem Police Department, the Oregon State Police, as well as lawmakers, staff, and reporters.
Yes.
The protesters, many with flak jackets, military helmets, some carrying long guns with multiple magazines.
Jesus.
I need it for protection.
Shit,
why
yes.
do you have 8 magazines hanging from your belt?
Stop being concerned about Antifa, okay? You guys are clearly the scary-ass fucking monsters. Let's just dispense with that bullshit. You're the scary ones.
They entered the Capitol at like 8:30 in the morning.
God.
Salem PD said, quote, at least one of the protesters used chemical agents on the police.
Well,
OSP, the Oregon State Police, used inert pepper ball while dealing with these protesters.
Okay. These white people.
So they pepperballed. These white,
yes,
violent terrorists.
I just want to say they sent inert pepper balls to these crazy white supremacist motherfuckers. Imagine they were not white.
Oh, and carrying.
Please.
Right.
It wouldn't be pepper balls. That's white privilege.
10:30, they gathered. The cops were in sufficient numbers to push the crowd out of the building. It was then that another individual used bear spray against police officers. He was arrested on multiple charges, including trespassing and assaulting a police officer.
You know, I feel like, and I don't know if you feel the same way at Vile Experience, but it feels like right now our country's heart isn't into defeating racism.
Or COVID.
Or anything. We're useless. We're tits. Tits aren't useless. I didn't mean it like that.
Well, I mean,
tits on a something. That's a saying.
Tits,
right?
On a bull?
Yes.
I don't know. Right. Depends on what that bull's into.
That's true. This bull lactates.
Later in the day, these assholes came back and tried again to get in, broke glass entryway doors, and the police repelled them again.
Jesus. This is insane, man. I mean, Is there a government in Oregon? Are you just allowed to break into government buildings and shoot up the fucking place?
They attacked a photographer for the Salem Statesman General. One was heard telling the photographer, "I'm going to fuck you up."
Good God.
As the journalist tries to leave.
That's a journalist, dumb fuck. That's a journalist.
"I'm going to fuck you up."
They're not fighting.
Fake news media.
Well, I mean, you know, if these insurrectionist, wacko, white supremacists, domestic terrorists, if they want their stupid fucking moronic message out there, don't they need journalists? I mean, don't they need someone?
Well, you know, apparently they're turning against the police. So I don't know. What are the police that are, well, you know, on the other side going to do? They're going to have to.
They're conflicted. Isn't that crazy? I mean, really, we have to worry about that.
A failed Democratic U.S. House candidate has filed a request to have Representative Matt Gaetz disbarred for sedition and trying to disenfranchise voters.
Fuck yes.
Pam Keith, who tried to unseat Republican Brian Mast in Florida's 18th.
Yes.
Which is, you know, like trying to beat Gaetz.
Florida's 18th. In the middle of nowhere. Lots probably. Of meth, lots of gators. Fuck, tons of guns, baby. Lots of fireworks.
Turned her sights on Gaetz for what she called an illegal and immoral effort to disenfranchise millions of American voters. This petition to disbar Matt Gaetz has been filed. Whether she tweeted, whether or not they choose to discipline him, they have censured him in the past. The record of his tenure will have this stain forever. Oh, yeah. So the complaint will be in there forever, right. I guess.
It's on, like, the record.
Concerns the case in which Texas asked the SCOTUS to overturn the results, and Gaetz was one of the assholes who signed it. Well, he keeps adding to it, though.
Yeah.
Today he said he's going to gleefully join the group of idiots that's going to protest the vote, the electoral numbers, on January 6th.
You know, something is going to happen, and ultimately it will be good, where these group of idiots, they do all their bullshit, they think they can do whatever the fuck they want, no consequence. One day, there's going to be a fucking consequence, right? Like, surely some of these Republicans have to go to jail for trying to... I mean, they're trying to disenfranchise the votes of people.
Well, and overturn the duly elected government, which is a little on the seditious side.
Isn't that like a motherfucking coup?
And they know. That's the thing. The vast number of them know that they're lying about this fraud.
Okay, so what happens if somebody subpoenas their email and Matt Gaetz sends an email to Ron Johnson? They're like, "Hey, ooh, we want to do
what
some...
are you wearing?"
But before I come, let me ask you this: what are you wearing to the Sedition Act on this week? You know, and then if there's some correspondence that sort of shows that they're planning it, is that how? Is that
well? They're saying it out loud.
Yeah, we don't really need to look at their email.
We'll see where that goes. He has been censured in the past, and
yes.
And specifically for when he threatened Michael Cohen with that really bizarre tweet the night before Cohen was supposed to testify or something like that. He's like,
"Yeah,
he's like, your wife would like to know about your cheating, right?"
Right,
kind of thing. It's like, what
the fuck
is going on?
Matt Gaetz is fucking crazy. But to see, that's the thing, though, that the censure and all that bullshit just makes him more appealing to his fucking lunatics. Like, he's standing up.
Oh, the cult. Sure. You know,
you got to do something about
absolutely.
That. I think they need to be microdosing psilocybin or something.
I did have this story.
Yes.
I think we talked about it, but I just want to make sure we get it out there. Over the weekend in DC.
Yes.
And this was, probably last weekend.
Right.
There were, that was when all the Proud Boy violence,
God damn it.
And when they burned the banners at the black churches and stuff.
Yep.
Well now there's a report, at the Sun that the group is planning false flag operations. They're going to sneak in as Biden supporters and then cause chaos at the inauguration.
Come on. I mean, you know, I don't know. Are they going to be able to pull that off convincingly?
The Trojan horse style plot was revealed on InfoWars alumni, alumnus Joe Biggs's YouTube channel, on which the right-wing militants were ordered to kick off this presidency with fucking fireworks.
Listen,
I don't know what that means.
I'm telling you, Joe Biden, listen to me. Cancel this inaugural. Have it on Zoom at an undisclosed location. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody wants to go to this. It's COVID central, right? Just don't have any of this.
Revolt, motherfuckers. He said, do whatever you got to do to fucking get your tickets. God. You show up there in Biden gear, you turn his inauguration into a fucking circus. Sign of resistance, a sign of revolution.
Oh, Christ.
Said Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, that didn't break off and become outward avowed Nazis.
You know, like, revolution to me, yeah, they're just low-key Nazis.
They're just Nazis. the regular insurrectionists.
Right, we've got some medium Nazis here. They're really lovely. Joking.
You don't think Secret Service is going to be ultra nutso prepared for this shit? I mean, I hope you guys are prepared to.
Jesus.
Maybe go down for your cause, because Secret Service ain't going to fuck around with you bitches.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing that is really frustrating, if you think about it, with Trump, is that these Secret Service people are, I mean, that's their job. They're not Republicans or Democrats. They're just dudes that protect the president.
And purportedly loathe Trump.
But he's exposing them to COVID all the time when he doesn't have to.
Among other things, and treats them like shit, and yeah.
I mean, didn't the director of security lose a part of his leg?
Oh, from the COVID clots, yeah.
I mean, doesn't Donald Trump feel fucking responsible for that? Like, that happened at an outbreak on his watch. He's the president at the White House. He doesn't feel responsible for that. No.
Who?
Trump.
Feel responsible for fill in the blank.
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly.
Right.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
God, your parents sucked. They did. I don't know.
Well, his dad was a slumlord.
Yeah.
A racist KKK God. Slumlord.
Jeez, what a shocker. That if you're a racist. Okay, good note. Pro tip. If you're a racist KKK slumlord, get a vasectomy.
We've got, it does seem to be falling a little bit of apart, though, over in Trumpy land.
He must be losing his marbles, right?
You know, as Rudy tried to kind of disavow Sydney yesterday. Now we've got the Trumpin vermin, or upsetty pants, at Jenna Ellis, the other alleged attorney that's been sitting downwind of Rudy's farts.
And Jenna Ellis
at these hearings
was infected with COVID, correct?
I think she was, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
What a horrible gig this is to be on the Trump campaign team, legal team, I guess. That what is this? What are they even doing? Are they in a courtroom? Are they just in a room at a hotel now?
No, I don't know what they're doing now.
Okay.
I think they filed that Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Case with to overturn the three Pennsylvania cases, but that's going to go nowhere. I think most people are saying that they don't even think SCOTUS is even going to put it on the docket. They're just going to let it die and wither until it doesn't matter anymore.
Just give us a break. Stop.
I don't know. You know? Sydney keeps hanging out at the White House.
Okay, but then don't do anything else. Just hang out there and get COVID and go fuck yourself. It's enough, right?
And with Rudy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's his sound effect. That's nice. Jeez. You know, Rudy, I just, your political career, it's a crazy trajectory, right? He was kind of liked, sort of,
yeah,
for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And then I guess we all got to know him.
Right. I think New Yorkers knew what was going on. And when the rest of the country was like, oh, Rudy, you're so great. New Yorkers were like, what?
He's racist, right? He's got that stop and frisk shit.
That's he was a, you know, tough on crime kind of asshole, which means black people.
Yeah.
We also have, now they're mad at Jen Ellis because she tweeted that, the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
It was during an interview. You know, they're trying to get Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and, you know, that gives him martial law. Then he can go in and make them force them to have more elections.
Right.
Second round of elections. Trump wants them to just overturn it and give it to him. But some of the loonies out there are like, no, force a second vote.
Martial law for us would mean tanks outside. You know, Army Rangers kicking down our door, not letting the Crab Diving Podcast stream, correct?
Oh, that would eventually happen, probably.
Jesus. I don't want to fuck with anything like that. God.
She she said, certainly, Jenna Ellis, certainly I would not advise the American people that want that. Because of the precedent it would set, she said.
Yeah.
Her comments sparked a response to far-right pastor and conspiracy theories, Rodney Howard Brown. He's the guy here in southern Florida.
From South Africa.
Originally from South Africa.
Hello.
And he...
he's a fuckhead.
Yeah, he was the first pastor arrested for saying, fuck your COVID. Fuck your restrictions.
See, that's the thing with religion. If you're a sane person listening right now and you believe in science and you wear a mask and you're doing the right shit, but you also are into this Jesus, just know that, like, a lot of people that are into your thing, they lost their minds. And I think it's your responsibility to figure them out and fix them, right? Take care of your own crazy Christian people, please. God.
So she's getting into fights with right wingers who are like, how dare you? The president needs to take over.
Yeah.
Rodney Howard Brown said Trump needs to take drastic steps before America is taken over by communism.
He cannot take drastic steps. He can barely take steps. He can't walk on a slight decline. Poopy pants.
So they're mad at Jenna Ellis.
Oh, shit. Now,
they're turning on each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do you, if you are in the Trump harem or.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How do you stay out of the crosshairs of, you know, the Eye of Sauron?
You don't never meet with him.
Right.
If you can avoid it.
Yeah. Okay.
And when you do, it's, oh, wow, you were great. You looked awesome. Yeah. Your hair looked particularly marvelous.
Is it too much to compliment his electoral win in 2016?
No. Okay. I think that's the first thing you go to right now.
Shit, yes.
Or you're out the room.
I like that Trump video phone. I still have one, Mr. President.
So Trump's appointing all these people to these various permanent jobs,
but he's leaving
and panels and boards and shit.
He's leaving in 15 minutes.
But that's what's happening. Hope Hicks now has a job on the J. William Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board.
God damn, Hope.
And you know what these board positions are? You meet probably once a month.
Are they voluntary? Are they volunteer jobs, or do you get paid?
No, I think you get... No, these are jobs, I think.
Did anybody get paid more out of this Trump administration than Hope fucking Hicks? How many different gigs did she have?
Pam Bondi.
Yeah!
Kennedy Center Board of Trustees. That kills me.
Pam Bondi said something very homophobic and shitty about the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Right. Rick Grinnell, that asshole, U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council.
Okay.
He was the guy that, wasn't he ambassador to Germany for a while and they hated him?
Yeah, they did because he tried to, assert like American values on the people.
Oh,
of
right,
Germany.
Right, right.
There's some weird. I mean, yeah. He didn't pull a Scott Brown. He wasn't oogling Angela Merkel's boobies. Boobies.
So you know, Trump just laying out the jobs for buddies.
Yeah.
Right now, as he's on his way out the door.
You know, I'm sorry. Hopefully. We're talking about this Grinnell guy. He was the ambassador to Germany. Is that what you said?
I think so.
It made me think about Scott Brown, the ambassador to New Zealand again, because just yeah. like New Zealand is known
they
for.
They must hate him.
But think about what they did. They handled the coronavirus. Their people
pretty
did
much,
the right
yeah.
thing. Their government, they were all answering the question. What do we
I
do?
Mean,
about-
they're having flare-ups like everybody, but they're keeping them down.
What do they think of America then? Here's Scott Brown. He got in trouble for staring at someone's tits at a party. An ambassador, though.
Yes,
I mean, an
right.
ambassador, dude. I mean, it's like, that's sort of a given. Nobody has to take, you think anybody, if you're a diplomat, does anybody have to take Jimmy Carter aside to quit looking at those boobs?
I
Jimmy?
Hope not, yeah.
You know?
En France.
Oh, oui, oui.
People in France.
Nine.
Who failed to get the COVID-19 vaccination could be banned from using public transport.
Who would not want to take it if they have an opportunity to get this shit?
According to a draft law sparking angry protests from opposition politicians.
Well, go fuck yourself. Because I want to be able to go get on a train and not catch this shit. Right?
The Prime Minister, Jean Castex,
oui.
On Monday got his cabinet's backing for a bill designed to provide a legal framework for dealing with health crises, including the coronavirus pandemic. According to the text, which will now be submitted to Parliament, a negative test or proof of preventative treatment, including the administration of a vaccine, could be required for people to be granted access to transport or some locations, as well as certain activities.
You know, the thing, here's the my freedom argument, and this is where their dumb fucking argument falls apart. Let's pretend that you're going underwater and the government, or if you're going to go underwater and survive, you have to wear a scuba suit, but you don't want to wear a scuba suit because that's your freedom.
Right.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. You live underwater. You have to have a scuba suit, dickhead.
But you also don't want other people to wear scuba suits.
What?
Because it's your freedom.
Right.
Because it's got to affect other people too. Because if you're the only asshole that's,
yeah, that's
not
going to
wear the scuba suit, you know.
But that's how people.
But
should...
the fact of the whole mask thing is that you're protecting other people.
But it's like you're in a space suit. That's how you got to think about the vaccine. It's not like it's against your freedom. It's just like on this planet, you have to have you have to wear an oxygen tank and a bunch of bullshit and get a vaccine, or your head explodes. Do you know what I mean? We can't live with coronavirus, right?
Oh, they're having problems there too. A recent poll by the Journal du Dimanche,
oui, oui.
Dimanche newspaper found that 59% of respondents, 59% of respondents say they would not get a COVID shot.
Hey, Jenny McCarthy, this is why people were pissed at the bullshit that you were peddling, because this is where we are now. We're at the fucking apocalypse. And what are we dealing with? Anti-fucking vaxxers. Motherfucker.
They have promised, though, that the vaccinations will not be mandatory, but they may have some of these, they may allow some of these restrictions where somebody can say, hey, look, you're not allowed in this business unless you've been vaccinated. I don't want you fucking in here.
You're not allowed in my Calvin's unless, I don't know. People need to, people should want to take the vaccine. Do they like this?
Look, Marine Le Pen, the right-wing lunatic Trump of France, leader of the far-right RN party.
Oh, God!
Called it essentially totalitarian. In a backhand way, this bill does not aim to make vaccinations mandatory, but will prevent anybody who doesn't comply from having a social life.
We don't want the coronavirus to spread, asshole. We don't want the virus to spread, you fuck. Why is that? Is that a hard concept? Like, it's killing people, dick fuck.
The center-right party also says it's inconceivable that the government should be allowed to get all the power to suspend our freedoms without parliamentary control.
Oui, oui. Well, imagine the coronavirus. It wasn't the coronavirus, but it was like a bunch of rabid wolverines that were mauling 3,000 people, over 3,000 people to death daily in the United States. We would do, I don't know if the analogy, we would take care of these fucking wolverines. We would deal with them. I don't know.
Centrist Senator Nathalie Goulet. Yeah. Robert Goulet.
Related? Is she related?
Said the draft was an attack on public freedom. So I don't know how well this draft is going to fly.
At Vile Experience just referenced one of the most interesting things about American pop culture is, Elvis hated Robert Goulet, who was a Broadway star. Elvis was he was a pop star.
Rock star.
Yeah, he's,
rock star?
He's the rock star. He's like, but he hated Robert Goulet because Robert Goulet, took his girlfriend or something?
No, I don't even think it was. I don't know what it was about. I don't even think it was that. I think there was just some kind of a mutual. I don't know. He hated Robert Goulet.
Yeah, and every time Robert Goulet's face popped up on the television, he would shoot
the television.
I mean, when was this? This is the early 70s or late 60s? I mean, TVs were big, dude. TVs were large things, right?
We do have crazy. Also in the news.
Would Elvis be an anti-masker? Oh God!
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Probably.
Damn, yeah. That sucks, man. Yeah.
I think Elvis might have had a MAGA hat.
Oh God.
Maybe not. Shit. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Elvis was woke.
You might get hate mail because.
I really anticipate I might.
I don't know though. I mean, it's suspect.
He was from Tupelo, although.
I mean, he's crazy as shit.
I don't know that he was racist.
Way into Jesus.
I thought he got along well with black people, but I don't know. I really don't know. I'm sure there are people out there who know better. And we'll DM, email,
maybe Elvis would be funding like Antifa carrier right now. Pigeon us. Carrier pigeon.
Those fucking crabs. I can't believe they said that about
me. I'm going to beat the shit out of them.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
It is, what are we doing? Thursday, Friday.
What is Thursday?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Friday's Christmas. We may blow off TBD. We'll probably blow off Christmas.
They blow off the show on Christmas.
Yeah.
We're on Christmas.
But Thursday, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Stay tuned. Check our social media.
Right.
There may be some show blowing.
Right. Well.
Off.
You know what we mean.
To come!
Call the police. We need to call the police.
Ooh, that's a mashup.
Did that go out?
Ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come!
That's somebody animated. They took Kimberly Guilfoyle's face, put her onto Ursula the Sea Witch, turning from a normal person,
right?
Her normal person disguise into Ursula the Sea Witch, where her big giant boobs pop out. And then it's a cut to what I assume is, since I've never seen a nanosecond of this show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, maybe?
Okay.
Because it's Kim Kardashian on the phone saying, call the police. And then there's a cut to...
Jeez.
Quickie?
I think her name is Quickie Mart.
Quickie Kardashian.
Cloaca.
And she's like, we have to call the police.
Cloaca Kardashian.
And then they go to Kim Kardashian again. Now, I would think they would be concerned, but none of their faces move. Yeah. So, you know, you're really guessing on these emotions that are coming out.
Right. So
Kim's looking at she's got the phone to her head and she's like, we had to call the police.
Would that make you a good poker player if your skin was so tight?
If your Botox to fuck up, I would assume.
Move.
It would help.
Right. Except the one time you get such a good hand, your facelift snaps. Oh shit. I fold.
We do have Mark Meadows went to visit the Georgia ballot audit.
Oh God. To do what, dickhead? To do what though? To make more of these maggots feel like that's actually something that's a thing?
I guess.
Is that helping?
No. No.
God, fuckface.
He's probably going to somehow rig the election. I mean, we got to keep an eye on them. That's why we need Stacey Abrams. She's our superhero down there. She's keeping an eye on those Republicans trying to actually cheat.
I think the problem is my analysis is telling me that these guys, like Mark Meadows, who knows if he did something underhanded and maybe he needs a pardon, right?
No, he'll probably get a pardon.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but he has to be all in until the end, or he loses.
You get a pardon, and you get a pardon.
But if you betray him, there's no fucking pardon, right? You're fucked.
Yeah.
So you're all in until the end. This is not a great system we're having. This sucks.
So I guess it was a big deal when Pat Robertson yesterday said Trump lives in an alternate reality and he needs to move on.
Oh shit.
You had your day and it's time to move on, he said.
Right. Thank you, Pat.
I guess it was a big deal. It was all over the main headlines that Robertson, oh my God, the evangelicals may be turning on Trump.
Ooh.
I don't see that from the other lunatics.
No. I'm not betting on that. I'm sorry. I am not betting on that. These guys, even if they love Pat Robertson, these lunatic cultists have the ability to deal with anything in their mind and not have it bother them.
Oh, por ejemplo.
Oh, okay.
God raised up Moses, who was a D, a deliverer, or a Donald. Oh. And this election is not over. As a matter of fact, these deliverers, they cried out for 400 years.
Hold on. I almost did a nose spit take from my beverage I was sipping. I don't know that we played this guy before, but his visuals are amazing. This is two guys on a Zoom call or whatever. The guy on the left looks like Bunsen Honeydew from
The Muppets.
The Muppets. Yeah, he kind of looks like that. He's the one who just reacted to the two D's, and he went, "Oh, whoa, oh, my mind is blown." He's wearing a blue Oxford shirt with a blue tie.
Yes,
and then behind him is a shelf, or it might be a mantle. I can't tell. He's sitting in front of it. But it's got a lot of pictures of wedding pictures and old people wedding pictures and stuff. And nothing on the wall hanging behind him.
Okay.
The dude on the other side looks like, I can't think of his name. He's a British, Robbie something or other. And he's got purple LEDs rocking in the background. He's got a light from an umbrella, you know, with a light behind it.
Is he from the Jersey Shore? That's what he looks like.
He's got a really tight Adidas shirt on.
Yes.
With a big gold necklace hanging around his neck.
Look at me nipples.
And then he's got hair sticking straight up in the air and some kind of weird kind of sticking straight up in the air.
That's his vibe, man.
Kind of deal.
That's his vibe.
But that is the prophet Jeff Jansen, Ryan.
That's the prophet?
Yeah. The guy with the
Adidas jumpsuit?
In the Adidas jumpsuit with the oh, now it's a blue LED. It's changing colors.
Oh, shit. Wow. The prophet has bought some lights on Amazon.
Yeah, he knows how to. Yeah, yeah.
buy your fucking profit lights.
He's seen rate your room. He's probably been raided.
Yeah, he's not really a prophet. He's more like a gamer and a streamer, it looks like to me.
So this is Jeff Jansen, and he comes up with the devil. That's a D, like Donald. Oh. Whoa. Holy fuck.
Oh, shit.
God raised up Moses, who was a D, a deliverer, or a Donald. And this this election is not over. As a matter of fact, these deliverers, they cried out for 400 years and God raised up a deliverer. Now, I'm not saying Donald, our president, is a Moses type, but he is a Cyrus. He is a deliverer. He is an unsuspecting, you know, come out of nowhere, kind of a crazy rock star type of a deliverer. Someone you wouldn't expect.
I'm worried.
He's a crazy rock star kind of deliverer.
Prophet Jensen, please do not choke on the president's DNA. I mean, jeez. Holy shit. Okay, we get it. You like him. Okay.
Moses was a D, a deliverer, like Donald. Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you let Bunsen Honeydew say something, Mike Hogg? This guy, you know, the prophet Jensen doesn't let anybody else fucking talk.
But deliverer, someone you wouldn't expect, but God has used him. He's born again, spirit filled, and he acknowledges Jesus Christ. Wow. He is the most unlike.
Bunsen rings in with a wow.
God, what is he saying about Jesus? He's like, this guy is crazy.
Again, spirit filled, and he acknowledges Jesus Christ. Wow. He is the most unlikely in all of their eyes for God to use to bring America back to her knees. And he's God's choice.
Creepy.
Creepy.
Back to her knees. Wait a second. That's nobody wants America on her knees, right? Or this guy does.
These Christians do.
Hey, Prophet Jensen, what about this? What about if you just, I don't know what you do during the day for money. What if you just did that and you didn't spew out this bullshit and sit back and enjoy having Democrats in charge instead of lunatic Trump? I don't know.
Well, that's going to be the sign of the apocalypse. He's going to raise more money.
Oh, yes.
The most unlikely in all of their eyes for God to use to bring America back to her knees. And this is, he's God's choice. Ooh, so God is using him. You can't make this stuff up. God raised up Moses, who was a D, a deliverer, or a Donald.
Oh, wait, it's looping.
He's like, sorry. You can't make this stuff up. No, dickhead. You absolutely can make this shit up. And people have. Do you know what I mean? What's up?
I just saw a headline that will make you laugh.
Yes.
Regent University. Now, that's Pat Robertson's joint.
Okay.
Has the Regent University, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Shit, yes.
And its board of trustees have named a new dean of the Robertson School of Government.
Oh, my gosh.
Effective January 1st, 2021.
Okay.
Dr. M.G. Pat Robertson? His name's not Patrick?
Okay.
What's his real name?
What's his does he have a knighted name? Does he have a knighthood, sir? Whatever the fuck. What is this guy? He's some esteemed.
All this time. Marion Gordon Pat Robertson.
Okay. Nice name. That's his
name. Where does he get Pat out of Marion or Gordon?
His name is Marion Gordon Pat Robertson.
Well, it's Pat in quotes.
Oh, okay.
So that's his nickname. But
his nickname is Pat.
I'm not sure where one picks up.
That's not a fucking nickname. I'm sorry. That's a name.
At a young age, Robertson was nicknamed Pat by his 6-year-old brother, Willis Robertson Jr., who enjoyed patting him on the cheeks when he was a baby and saying, Pat, Pat, Pat. As he got older, Robertson thought about which first name he would like people to use. He considered Marion to be effeminate.
Yes.
And M. Gordon to be affected.
Oh, yeah.
So he opted for his childhood nickname, Pat.
Genius. And by the way, I just want to take back something. That actually is a nickname. If his nickname was Pat based off a hand motion, that is a technical, that's technically a nickname. If it was just Pat, you know, I want to call this person Patrick, that's not a nickname. That's a fucking name.
Not if it's their name.
Well, no, no, no. I mean, they're it's a nickname. They're giving.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
It's the onomatopoeia.
Right. Yeah. It's a nickname. It's weird.
The new dean of the Robertson School of Government.
Are they accredited?
Or
are they,
Regent, yeah.
Are they both? No, no, they're not. Are they really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. How depressing for America. The school and of this government.
This person probably says, oh, I'm so happy to be the new dean of the Robertson School of Government. My husband will be visiting me after he sucks the gay out of some kids and charges Medicare.
Right.
Michelle fucking Bachman will be the dean of the School of Government of Regent University.
Fucking why? Does she need the money? Is this an esteemed position that I just don't know about and I don't care about? Or should I care about this? Is this a big deal for her?
Well, a dean is a big deal, isn't it?
Is she an educator?
Don't you actually like do shit if you're a dean?
I have no fucking idea, but is she an educator? I mean, it's in that department, right? Did she used to teach or something? What did Michelle Bachman do aside from her demonic, you know, Mordor politics shit? I mean, what was her calling? Was it Jesus shit?
I know not.
Yeah.
From whence she came.
Well, congratulations, Michelle. I can't tell if this is a lateral move from you. Is this a step down from what you're used to? But enjoy your deanship of this silly fucking college about Jesus. Have fun. This sounds like a fun thing. Good luck.
Was born Michelle Marie Amble.
Amble?
In Waterloo, Iowa.
Great name.
To Norwegian-American parents David John Amble and Arlene Jean Amble.
Okay. Amble. I love that.
Two of her great-great-great-grandparents, Melchior and Martha Munson, emigrated from Sogndal, Norway to Wisconsin in 1857.
Michelle Bachman is like a golden girl, but racist golden girls. Saint Olaf.
Somehow they ended up in Alaska. She graduated from Anoka High School in 1974. She spent one summer working at a kibbutz in Israel.
Okay.
Okay. Is Michelle Bachman Jewish?
I have no idea.
No, I thought she was Jesus-y.
Yeah, me too.
You can work at a kibbutz. In 1978, she graduated from Winona State University with a B.A., it doesn't even say in what.
Right.
Jesus. She was a member of the first class of the O.W. Coburn School of Law from Oral Roberts University.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
She's got a law degree.
Well, yes. She's probably, I'm sure, Trump said, what about Michelle Bachman for SCOTUS? What about that? Are you for that or against it? Michelle Bachman.
I'm against Michelle Bachman on the highest court. Yeah.
Okay.
She grew up in a Democratic family.
No.
She said she became a Republican during her senior year at Winona State. She said she was reading Gore Vidal's 1973 novel Burr, and he was kind of mocking the founding fathers. And I just remember reading the book, putting it in my lap, looking out the window and thinking, you know what? I don't think I'm a Democrat. I must be a Republican. I was going to say Gore Vidal would loathe you.
But like, that's it, though? I read part of a book, put it down, and then I changed my political affiliation.
Well, she was mad that Gore Vidal was mocking the founding fathers. And she thought, wow, that must be what liberal Democrats do. So I must be a Republican. Yeah.
It's what people that aren't cultists do. I mean, we can mock our leaders. They aren't
right and recognize
deities,
they
man.
Were flawed fuckers.
They owned slaves,
that many of whom which were greedy. Yeah, TB also.
I mean, God,
BTW. By the way, I meant to say they owned slaves. They owned people,
and that should be taken into account into any argument about the Constitution. We're talking about. Yeah. I mean, just imagine what it would be like to own someone. You can't, because it's crazy. But the people that wrote our Constitution own people. They're nutso.
I didn't get to this story the other day either.
Yes.
And any other time, this would, I mean, this would be the headlines every day for a month.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy.
You may have heard of him.
Is he still, has he moved to Qatar yet?
Approved the creation of a shell company.
Ooh.
That operated like a campaign within a campaign.
Okay.
Secretly funneling millions of dollars in campaign cash to Trump family members.
Okay. That seems illegal.
The company, American Made Media Consultants Corporation.
Hell yes. Look at my penis.
We may have talked about this, but they took more than half of Trump's campaigns. We did talk about this. They took more than half of the campaign's $1.2 billion war chest. That means they got more than $600 million.
Oh, my.
To distribute.
Fucking God. Is this illegal, what they're doing?
Laura Trump is the company's president. Mike Pence's nephew is the vice president. Oh. And campaign CFO Sean Dahlman was the treasurer and secretary.
Now, is that a tough company to work for? I mean, what do you do there? What's the day look like?
So they've got all of this shenaniganry going on.
Well,
with this campaign donation money.
Yeah, yeah.
The Trump is raking in, whining. I'm sure your brother, I haven't checked my regular email, come to think of it.
Right.
I'm sure your brother is getting 5 a day.
What?
Trump mailings.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
Because he went to that. Yeah, he bravely
went
undercover.
Don't do that again.
To a Trump rally.
Spreaders.
And got on the mailing list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is
crazy. And he forwards some of these fundraising letters that are insane.
But if you're a Trump supporter and you got out your wallet and sent him money to run for president, this story should be devastating. That means that he didn't use your money to get elected. Maybe he could have poured some more money into his campaign.
I mean, well, you try to tell them they don't care.
He could have ran more ads if he wasn't skimming off his campaign funds. Because if I remember correctly, he was running out of cash.
There are a gazillion memes out there aimed at the maggots, trying to tell them you guys are being fleeced.
Yeah.
You're being fleeced.
You're donating money to a guy who's pretending to try to steal the election or something. What did you just see? Oh, shit.
What? That is this true that there was one of these meetings for, I don't know if this is true or not.
What is it?
He was at the meeting calling for martial law. Would Trump have the MyPillow guy at one of these meetings?
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely he would. He would have anybody in that meeting that's sucking his COVID dick.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean, if he's
also
he's having Mike Flynn at the meetings, and I don't know what's crazier.
Top White House advisor Jared Kushner also, they found out, personally signed off on keeping salary payments to top campaign officials off the books.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. The secret payments. Yeah. Yeah. And
So the FEC records show, the Federal Election Commission, that Trump campaign made no salary payments to chief strategist Jason Miller. That the kind of rodent faced guy who is so pro-life that he secretly slipped his pregnant mistress
an
abortion pill.
I mean, that seems unethical, illegal. That seems illegal.
Or his campaign manager, Bill Stepien, allegedly has not been paid, according to these records.
Jesus.
Kushner agreed to both arrangements, personally directed the payments to Miller.
Right.
While the Trump campaign has reported $20,000 monthly salary payments to Chief of Staff Stephanie Alexander, Senior Advisor Katrina Pearson, it has not done the same for a bunch of these senior dudes.
Yeah.
Jeff DeWitt, Bob Paduchik, and Bill Schein.
So are they getting paid or they're not getting paid?
According to federal records, they're claiming they're not getting paid.
But the campaign is sending money to the shell corporations.
Oh, here. Instead, the campaign has paid these top-tier advisors through intermediaries.
Yeah.
They're shuffling them through shell corporations.
So
nobody has to pay taxes and nobody will find out exactly how much money's getting skimmed off.
I see. Like, this is so fucked up. They're concerned so much about all this shit. But this coronavirus.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you guys could handle the coronavirus and this grift at the same time. I mean, it would be shitty, but you really don't have the ability to do much of anything properly.
After negotiations with Miller, Kushner directed the campaign to route the top strategist's $35,000 a month payment through Jamestown Associates, a media and production firm where Miller once worked, and which the campaign contracts for video production.
Oh, shit.
So they paid it through him.
More grift, though.
Miller currently contesting child support payments in court. He won't pay his child support.
That's probably why he wants his payment off the fucking
Requested the anonymous arrangement for the $420,000 annual rate for unclear reasons, it says.
The Republicans are working with a guy that's trying to hide his income so he doesn't have to pay his child support. What a great dude.
This is at Salon.
Oui.
Communications, court documents, and FEC filings reviewed by Salon make clear that the money was paid to by way of Jamestown, that company.
Okay.
President Trump himself was aware of the deal, the person involved said.
Okay. Shit.
To this point, the campaign has not told the government it's paid Miller anything.
Wait, question. Trump knows about the secret payments.
Yes.
Okay, so we all know about, so I guess they're not secret payments anymore. There's these payments that they're, for some reason, sending to these fucking shell companies. Owned by people that aren't taking a salary.
But they're paying Jamestown for video production. Jamestown then cuts a check to Miller for some reason.
So they're laundering money.
Or something like that. Something. I guess.
This is a problem with electing somebody like Trump, right? Blah, 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 blah. God, these fucking guys.
And so a bunch of these, it just goes on about how a bunch of these guys were routing these payments.
Yeah. You know, if you work this hard at deploying the vaccine, I mean, God, imagine if you gave a similar shit about that, I guess.
Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh told Salon that the allegation that Kushner signed off on the payment arrangements is false, and the campaign reported all expenditures as required by federal law. Oh, we believe you.
Except,
we believe you, Trump campaign.
I mean, why are you paying Jason Miller $420,000 a year? A month, I'm sorry. Right? Something like that?
Yeah, $420,000 a year.
What is he doing, though, for that? That's a lot of cash,
horrific,
man. You
horrible
get
things.
Get rid of him. You don't need him. Unless he did something really bad, and maybe that's why he makes all the money.
He's a real weasel.
Yeah. And his face looks like it. It does.
We do this every weekday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, we get a little commission, doesn't cost you for call.
Yeah, we get paid. I mean, we don't get secret payments from the Trump campaign via a bunch of fucking shell companies, but we get paid.
Well, everyone get your fainting couches ready because Chris Christie will not rule out running for president in 2024. I know everyone is thrilled.
What do you have to do to get fired from the Republican Party where they're like, no, no, you can't. We're done with you. What do you have to do?
Even if it means running against his old friend Donald Trump, he said. He told Hugh Hewitt that he will not rule it out.
Hugh Hewitt. That guy's ancient. No offense to you, but you know, I don't know. He's been around forever, right?
Christie, 58, longtime Trump friend, recent advisor, made an unsuccessful run for the nation's highest office in 2016 before dropping out and endorsing Trump. Remember, he was in there early on.
He was going to be vice president, but then Trump decided that he was eating too many Oreos.
No, then Manafort talked him out of it and foisted Mike Pence on him for some reason.
Pourquoi?
We still don't know the deets there.
Isn't that, you know, interesting to anyone? Curious? Why?
Maybe Putin, you know, has some compromise on Pence and he knew that Pence would be loyal to the bone.
Ooh, yeah.
Pun intended.
Putin, please share the compromise. I'm hoping it will at least be entertaining. Latex, does it involve that?
He is now helping launch a public service campaign urging Americans to wear masks.
Who is this?
Chris Christie.
Oh, okay.
He's been distancing himself from Trump since he had the COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it was personally, it was a big mistake to not wear a mask during a White House event in October. And he's been critical of Trump's refusal to accept his Election Day loss. He says it's making him look bad. And
yeah.
Show us the evidence. He said, we've heard nothing today about any evidence.
Right. And also, I would like to have a politician that just would have heard the scientists say you should wear a mask and it wouldn't take them catching COVID to get on board with that message. I would like that. What kind of the nerve of this guy? I was wrong to not wear a mask. Really?
Yeah.
We all heard the same scientist, fuckhead. You just made some weird choice.
Passenger who died after collapsing on crowded plane has been shown to have had COVID.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez.
On a crowded plane, dropped dead. No, it was, I mean, you know, thoughts and prayers, and I'm sad for their loss.
Hey, don't travel, man.
May not have known it.
Yeah, that's why you don't travel.
Could have thrown a clot and not known they even had the COVID.
Jesus. I read some nightmare story about the guy that discovered Ebola was like, you have no idea.
Oh, there's a, yeah.
There's a what?
What might be coming?
Disease X. Jeez.
I think kind of rightfully so, but some of our beloved younger members of Congress are getting some shit for having taken the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ahead of others. In fact, Ilhan Omar even called out AOC, who tweeted and Instagrammed her shot time, her getting the shot. When, you know, there are a lot more people who need it.
Ilhan Omar said, get the shot before you.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar said, I will not be getting the shot.
She said
it was shameful that young, healthy lawmakers have early access to the vaccine.
Shit.
She wrote, this is Ilhan Omar. It's now clear that we don't have enough vaccines for everyone. There's a shortage of supply. We have to prioritize those who need it most. That's why it's disturbing to see members be first to get vaccine. While most frontline workers, elderly and infirm in our districts wait.
Yeah, no shit. Hear, hear. Thank you.
I hate to agree with Tulsi.
No.
But she also went after everyone. She said, heartless, arrogant, unelected, meaning the CDC, bureaucrats have decided that the lives of elderly Americans just don't count. They're recommending 100 million essential workers, for example, healthy people working at liquor stores or phone companies, can get the vaccine before our grandparents. This is immoral and bad health policy. I had planned to get the vaccine, but will now stand in solidarity with our seniors by not doing so until they can.
Yeah, that's what you should do, Tulsi. That's what you fucking should do. Yeah, why are you bragging?
Stumbled into the right side.
Jeez, congratulations for not being an asshole. Hey, but yeah, what's up with that anti-trans shit you were...
Oh, she's an asshole. I'm not. We're not taking that away from her.
Yeah, yeah.
But occasionally.
It was last week, even. Some weird...
She put up a bill that was an anti-trans bill.
Why now?
About not allowing trans kids to play on sports teams or something.
Listen, why do you think you... Why did she need to introduce that piece of legislation?
She's on her way out. So she's gone. She's no longer the representative. She didn't run.
Right. Oh, we're going to miss you.
And we do.
She's a scary person that will run as a Republican against Joe Biden.
Maybe, maybe. We'll see what happens with Tulsi. I don't know. She's not well-beloved in Hawaii, so I don't know where she's going to end up.
But Republicans like her, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot of Democrats in Hawaii.
Yeah.
The truth is this. The Trump administration failed to prioritize cybersecurity. It did that from eliminating or downgrading cyber coordinators in both the White House and at the State Department, to firing the director of Cyberspace and Infrastructure Security Agency, to President Trump's irrational downplaying of the seriousness of this attack. Enough's enough. In an age when so much of our lives are conducted online, cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels. This assault happened on Donald Trump's watch when he wasn't watching.
Watching? He probably held the door open for Putin.
Not to be an asshole, but Trump was maybe asleep at the switch. I mean, he might have been... Damn.
He wasn't at the switch. He's never been at the switch.
And I, you know, would it matter if he was? I don't. What do we want Donald Trump's people to do about a cyber attack anyway? I mean, realistically, what would they do? I mean, what?
Well,
could
we
they
should
do?
Be sanctioning the fuck out of Russia. We should be treating this as an attack on, or that was,
yeah,
a literal attack on our systems. Well, it's as bad as if they marched into Alaska, if not worse.
Do you think?
No offense, Alaska.
Right. Do you think this is worth abandoning his mission to overturn the election, Trump? Do you think he should abandon that and focus on this cyber shit?
It would be nice.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Or the COVID.
Please
give
it. Would
be cool.
I mean,
that's all he's doing right now is
this cyber thing is a big deal.
All Trump is doing right now is, how do I steal this election? 100%. There was a story. He called like 150 different people throughout this whole process. State legislators and attorneys general.
To do
and,
what?
And governors and secretaries of state. Flip the election for me. You got to do it. You got to step up. You got to have the courage. You got to have the courage to overturn the fraudulent election and just assign the electors to me.
You know, you're right. There's nothing to do but to turn that guy off. But you can't. He's crazy.
Yes.
He won't stop.
8 hours ago, he's been radio silent for 8 hours on the Twitter. Let me just say that this claim about election fraud is disputed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All caps, the whole thing.
Okay.
The Democrats dumped hundreds of thousands of ballots in swing states late in the evening. It was a rigged election. 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points.
Fuck, man. You know, see, that shit has to stop. That's not true.
Correct.
That is not fucking true.
Correct. They weren't dumped. They began counting them because your Republican assholes in various states said, we can't start counting those ballots. Setting up this fuckery. That it was the entire point of that was to allow them to wait and to be able to have give Trump the ability to say, I was winning. Where did all these fake ballots come from?
Right.
In the middle of the night, all of a sudden.
And like, our side, gotta be careful. We gotta beat the fuck out of these guys from the moral high ground. And so, like, yeah, AOC getting that shot's not great. You know what I mean? That is kind of shitty. Mm-hmm. It's very shitty. What didn't she think of
this? It's a little tone deaf.
I mean, was the idea that if I get this shot, other people will get it? Like, they'll be
probably
inspired to?
Yeah, yeah. That's probably you know, everyone in Congress is getting it.
Yeah.
So I'll get it.
Right.
And we'll help set an example. It's probably where they were coming from.
AOC.
They kind of missed the boat on the wait a minute, this should be going to people that maybe need it more.
Just do what Tulsi Gabbard probably did. She probably got the shot. It was like, don't tell anybody, I'm gonna stand in solidarity.
We do have sad news, apparently.
Yes.
Daily Beast is reporting.
Apparently.
That Trump has told Sidney Powell.
Yes.
That she will not be named special counsel.
Okay.
Don't forget Bill Barr yesterday came out and said that he doesn't think there need to be special counsels for any of them. And he basically said, don't you think I would do this if I could?
Yeah.
Or if I thought there was something there? He's like, of course I would appoint a special counsel if I thought there was something going on. There's nothing there to go to appoint a special counsel for either the election.
Yeah.
Alleged fraud, which didn't happen, or fucking Hunter Biden.
I mean,
there's no need to have a special counsel for Hunter Biden.
There's plenty of shit going on, though. If you want to pay attention to something, this pandemic, for instance, we're about to get fucked with a bunch of holiday travelers.
Yeah.
So can we do something about that? Can someone do something about that? That's a real fucking thing.
Christmas is bigger than Thanksgiving.
Stay home, though. You know what's bigger than Christmas? Corona. Corona beats Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it'll fuck you up. Christmas won't, depending on what you do, usually.
Let's see, there might be a new...
Yes.
Let me see.
MyBookie 2020 is finishing up strong, really strong, with the NFL, college football, and the return of the NBA, plus a customized bet that was created at my request. The bet is, will Donald Trump be banned from Twitter by February 1st, 2021? I say yes.
Wait, somebody's shilling for mybookie.ag.
Oh, is he?
So he's got a special bet that he had set up. This is how Rappaport's making a little money on the side from my bookie.
Can we do that?
You can wager at my bookie bet.
Shit.
Okay. On whether Trump will be kicked off Twitter by 2/1/21.
You guys want to have a bet if he goes to the inaugural, will he shit his pants during Joe Biden swearing?
They've already said
he's not going.
There's no way he's going to the inaugural.
Well,
pig dick, you little tramp, you. Dick stain, you don't want to give up your Twitter handles of at POTUS and at White House. We're going to take it from you.
He has to. That's part of the deal.
Right.
That's up to Twitter, and they give it to the next president.
You know, you're not president for life, right?
Holy shit. He wants to steal at POTUS and at White House.
You can't do that. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to keep that presidential limousine. It's
right.
Or
I'm keeping the White House.
Yeah, he might.
I'm gonna stay living here.
He said that. Kind of.
Candles.
I love the new tennis pavilion.
Mm-hmm. I love these horrible trees.
At POTUS and at White House. We're gonna take it from you, you fuck. Jack from Twitter. Debo this cocksucker. Shout out to Tiny Lister. Take it from this motherfucker. Password reset this creep cocksucker, you fucking sore loser. We can't even use the term sore loser anymore. Should call it Trumping, you fucking whiny little bitch.
Trumping. Right.
January 21st, you fuck. You fuck you. Everybody gets to say you're fired. You fuck you. Don't come back. You can't even go to Palm Beach, Florida. Even the residents of Palm Beach, Florida don't want you around anymore. Why don't you take your fucking mutant family, all of yous?
Your fucking mutant family, all of yous.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric is a mutant. If any of them are.
want you around anymore. Why don't you take your fucking mutant family, all of yous, okay? And go to fucking Russia. Live over there, you fucking golden shower P-tape prick, you. Jack from Twitter, reset this fuck. Password reset. Lock this motherfucker out.
I concur. Yeah, Jack Dorsey. Why are you waiting to kick him off Twitter?
Hell yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you consider... I would if I had a social media platform and they use that platform to say they were going to blow up a country like Trump did with North Korea, I would kick him off the platform. That would violate your terms
well,
and services,
yeah, he's,
right?
Yeah, he's. I think he's gone a lot earlier than February 1st.
How crazy is he? Is he like Nixon drunk talking to paintings? Or what is he right now, Trump?
I think he's raging.
Oh, okay.
And yelling at people. And allegedly, he's not listening to anyone that says...
Is he on substances?
That says, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. You didn't win.
Right. Right. Well, you know, that's a tough thing to tell that guy.
But then Rudy comes in and says, yeah, President, I think you could try this. You could totally try this.
Farting. Rachel Maddow actually said, you know, she said something to someone she was interviewing. She's like, why does he keep going back to Rudy Giuliani? I mean, he has his hair dye and he's farting at these events. Rachel Maddow said farting, well, man. Yeah. I mean, that's how crazy shit is. It's crazy.
Michael Rappaport also, yesterday or whenever the fuck we did, we played he joined Parler.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. And has been posting, I guess, there. And here is a video he put on Parler.
Oh, shit.
Parler Army. How are you, Parler Army? My Parler Patriots. I have been on Parler for like 4 days now, and I gotta say, I'm gonna be totally transparent, because I think that's what Parler is all about. I have been on Parler for about 4 days, and historically, I have been suspended on other social media apps. I'm not even gonna give them the publicity. But I feel so comfortable to be amongst my patriots, be able to speak freely, to be able to speak openly. And it has come to my attention that Twitter, dick-stained Donald Trump, the pussy grabber himself, he does not want to give up his Twitter handles of @POTUS and @WhiteHouse. We can't let this happen. He lost the fucking election. Everybody knows this. He tried to rig the fucking election, and he fucking lost. Okay? And January 20th, 2021, he's gone. He's fucking gone. I know they're going to try to pull that bullshit.
He's fucking gone. He's fucking gone.
To rig the fucking election, and he fucking lost. Okay? And January 20th, 2021, he's gone. He's fucking gone. I know they're going to try to pull that bullshit January 6th, and a bunch of you fucking kooks are going to go to the streets, okay, and think you're going to stop it. But it's happening January 20th, 2021, where the whole country collectively gets to say, you're fired, you fuck you. You're fired, you fuck.
You're fired, you fuck you. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yes.
Country collectively gets to say, you're fired, you fuck you. You're fired, you fuck. Anyway, I'm just so happy to be on Parler. I'm still trying to get verified. If anybody can help me get verified on Parler, please DM me. Let me know. I'm easy to find. The name Rappacrap, as I said, it's funny. But I would like to get at least Michael Rappaport or the real Michael Rappaport or the disruptive Michael Rappaport. Any of the above, any variation. The really disruptive Michael Rappaport. But I want that fucking blue check mark. Okay. Anyway, I'm just happy to be on Parler. I'm happy to be here amongst you patriots.
Don't make me want to join Parler just to go read the comments on Michael Rappaport's videos.
Right, right. I mean,
you fuck.
People that have created fake accounts just to, you know, look. This
to
is
troll people. Yeah,
this is stupid.
Yeah,
you know, there's no engagement, right? I mean, it's just some dumb.
Well, it's
fucking
a circle jerk, right?
Yeah. I don't see how you would create engagement that advertisers would want. I mean, unless, I don't know, if you're advertising bullet casings or...
You fuck!
Yeah, but it's a lot of porn they have.
The
Which is weird because they're the party of family values. I mean, you know, no judgment, but, you know.
Something brewing.
Yes. That's not a good thing. Or is it?
Deanna Lorraine posted.
Ooh.
What a holiday season.
Okay.
I just got word that David Knight's show, along with my Taking Back America nightly news show I host on InfoWars, are suddenly being canceled. So I won't be hosting tonight, sadly.
Oh, shit.
Not sure yet the reason why or whether it's temp or permanent. I wish I would have at least been given an opportunity to improve or finish out the week to let all the awesome viewers know and tell them where to find me.
Is Alex Jones firing her? Are you fired? Deanna Lorraine from InfoWars?
I've loved and given my life over to InfoWars.
Oh, God,
and had my, parentheses, huge Twitter, YouTube accounts canceled because of it, along with many organizations I used to be a part of. No, your YouTube and Twitter accounts are canceled because you said stupid shit.
Yeah, right.
She's blaming InfoWars now for the dumb shit she said?
But InfoWars is terminating.
But I'm a fighter and loyal to the cause. After moving to Texas, you fucking idiot, to host the show, I've thought of Alex and the whole IW InfoWars crew like family, especially because my own fam have basically canceled me from seeing them for the foreseeable future. I've loved bringing the news to you every night and am so, 3-0's, passionate about the job. I'll update you and thank you all for yours and thank you all for your support. Heart emoji.
Yeah.
It looks like double hand kiss thing. Emoji. If you support my show, perhaps let the network or Alex Jones know.
Yeah.
Love you.
Well, listen, Deanna Lorraine, thank you for the update. I am actually curious. I mean, I would like to know the debrief. I mean, why?
This was on her parlor, by the way.
Oh, geez. Oh, how fancy. But why? What was it that Alex Jones thought wasn't working with her show?
Well, she doesn't know. This was
today. I would like to know. It's of curiosity to me. I find that interesting.
Oh, she removed that post from her Parler account.
Oh, shit.
But someone on Parler messaged her and said, so are you ever going back on the air at InfoWars? And she responded not long ago, I'm not sure. I'm seriously hoping it's just a temporary break. I was contracted till at least March. Contracted?
God!
Let Alex Jones, you really want me back on. Smiley face!
Are we in the middle of right-wing nut job entertainment news?
I don't know what's
contracted?
Happening.
What the shit? Alex.
She is awful.
How much did you pay
on that
her?
Show,
though?
Right?
But how much did he pay
well,
her?
Well, she's got to get paid.
For that.
She's got to get paid.
I
really want to know. Well, enough to make her leave California.
I mean, wouldn't they
move to fucking Texas?
Wouldn't they say, hey, we're going to give you a cut of your advertising, whatever. We're not going to pay you up front. Whatever money you bring in, you can have some of it. Something like that.
Maybe, yeah. Sell some colloidal silver and some horny goat weed.
Yeah.
A lot of horny goat weed, those guys.
You lost to Nancy Pelosi. Well, you never faced her. You lost in the Republican primary. You got less than 2% of the vote. You're fired from InfoWars. Less than 2% of the vote. Fired from InfoWars. Your family does not want to see you because you're a gross fucking spreader. What is next for Deanna Lorraine?
And we don't know how little of a vote she got because they don't quantify less than 2%.
Yeah.
They just say these people receive less than 2% of the vote.
It's not a lot.
Yeah, so it's conceivable that like her and her parents, and obviously maybe not even her parents,
she might have lost.
Voted for her. Yeah.
You lost your parents. I mean, you know, I don't know. What's she gonna do?
What is Deanna gonna do?
She's a lawyer. Did you say she's a lawyer?
No, Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann. I was saying maybe she could be on Trump's legal team. Or, yeah.
Well, yeah,
why
sure.
Why
not?
I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe she'll be assigned special counsel. I don't know. Got it. Well, listen, best of luck. I imagine Deanna Lorraine, if you have a webcam, you can probably pretty much do the show that you were doing before, right?
She's the one who said, that she wouldn't take the COVID-19 vaccine even if Jesus took it.
Well, you really should hold
off. Meanwhile, one of this one woman who supposedly had this vaccine, she was one of the first one in the UK to have this vaccine, Margaret Keeler. She was going around, and there's two videos on, which is very strange. Some people caught this video. This same woman was appearing in an article in October, on October 22nd, in the exact same clothes. It was obviously the same woman, and it was the exact same setting. From
yeah, you asshole.
How could they take this off the air?
Talking about an old lady, you know, This old lady only has one outfit that's camera ready. I mean, hey, me too, asshole. I mean, God, if I'm going to be on camera, I have something I'll probably wear. Maybe something else. Outside of that, you're going to see repeats.
What is 80, this?
80 years old. Why do you care?
Donald Trump shit his fucking pants at the fucking moment of truth and shit all over everybody.
Well, this is when that one time when...
Syria.
When he got mad when Trump bombed Syria.
Damn, I don't remember this.
He broke up with Trump for 10 seconds.
Yeah. He shit on himself?
Well, no, he was...
He's clairvoyant, Alex Jones.
Maybe. What is this? Banned video.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
Distributed to you outside of the controls of big tech sensors. Outside of control of big...
Okay. Oh, they're
outside of control?
They're advertising themselves now as banned video.
Oh, shit, yes. We have the only answer to life. That's what you tell these dumb fucks.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Deanna Lorraine. I hope she finds a job in Texas.
Right, right. How many people do you think in Donald Trump's life have pretended to not smell his poo-poo diaper?
So gross.
Yeah.
Poor Donald.
Poor us. Poor our country.
President Trump, too, which I also don't like about it, but apparently Donald Trump just said he's willing to take the vaccine also live on TV. He said he's also willing to take it, the COVID-19 vaccine, live on TV. And again, you know, I don't like this. You know, Trump, probably 80% of your base does not want that vaccine. They are not willing to take a foreign rushed substance and jab it into our arms. I don't care who takes it. I don't care if Jesus takes it. I'm not taking the vaccine.
There you go. Right,
you know, and I'm just saying, let's find a rough estimate of Trump supporters that are on meth or something. They don't want to put a vaccine in their arm. They're freebasing.
So hard to believe they've taken her off the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good luck. Good luck. Hopefully.
Imagine if we had 5 million... What about 10 million, which shouldn't be too much to ask for a weekend and for the 80 million Trump supporters? We got to show up, guys. We got 42 days till this clown in a suit might potentially be inaugurated.
That's poor Biden, clown in a suit.
I feel so bad for her parents because it's like.
Remember that? That was that million MAGA march like the a couple of thousand.
Yeah. I mean, her parents must be.
She didn't get her $10 million.
Yeah.
Her parents?
Well, I think they're going to be upset that she lost her job. I mean, what if she has to go back and live at home? I mean, I just.
They're shunning her.
They will give her money. I bet, Deanna, if you approach your parents, they would say, if you give us a number, we'll give you this money, but you have to walk away forever.
There's just going to be a revolution. I mean, people are so angry. When the news broke, I was at Harry's restaurant, and if you know where Harry's is, it's pretty much the only place that's welcoming to Trump supporters in D.C. besides from the Trump Hotel. And people were so angry. I mean, people are ready for a revolution. We are not going to stand for this. I mean, no one's going to stand for this. This is if we are not allowed to overturn the election results, and
if we're not allowed to overturn, she's just saying it.
Listen to yourself.
If we're not allowed to overturn the election results,
you aren't. I think overturning an election is usually something people aren't allowed to do normally.
Right.
Normally.
To overturn the election results, and if so-called conservatives and constitutionalists, especially those that President Trump appointed, if they're just gonna throw our republic under the bus and not have the courage and wisdom to stand up for a legal and just election process, then we don't have a country and American patriots are not going to stand for it. I mean, we are just not.
There okay. you go. That's
okay.
Deanna Lorraine.
Jeez. Well, thank you.
Losing her show.
I am very concerned about her parents. She really, she has nothing to do. So she's going to go home to her family and they're, you know,
they're going to have to put up with her.
Don't breathe on her. They don't, but she doesn't believe in the virus. So she doesn't feel like
she told them, they told her not to come for Thanksgiving.
They don't remember? Want to die. They don't want to die. You lunatic. They see what you're doing. You're hanging out with a bunch of fucking spreaders.
So I don't know. I guess we don't know.
It just, it, you know, it never occurs to me that these right-wing nut jobs don't have parents that are also the same way. Because it just seems like that would normally be the case. Like, I don't know that was Rush Limbaugh, was his parents like progressives and he just got dropped on his head a bunch?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
This guy said, I miss not watching you at night. And she said, she responded on Parler, I miss my show too. I'm praying I get to resume it soon. Praying hands emoji.
No.
I love it more than anything.
Well, you know, okay. So if you're God, God's listening to your prayer. Dear Jesus, I pray that I get my show back. And God says, why? And you say, you really need it. What did she say?
I really love it.
No, that's not good enough. Sorry, you don't get it. Go fuck yourself. I'm God. You're canceled.
She hopes it's just temporary, so
yeah.
I guess we'll see.
Sorry, Deanna. I'm preoccupied with all these people dying of coronavirus. I can't help you with your job situation. I'm sorry.
Her own conspiracy theories include claiming that masks worn to reduce the spread of COVID are actually the biblical mark of the beast because of the similarity in spelling between mask and mark.
Ah!
It's just one letter and they're one apart. And the alphabet, mask and mark, huh? Huh? Huh?
They don't even rhyme. Oh, God. Why would you think that? God, your parents, I bet there's a rule that no one is allowed to, they don't allow themselves to listen to your shit because it's too depressing that they raised this person who's turned out to be nuts.
Oh, her parents.
They probably can't bear listening to her fucking show.
They're probably horrified. Well, they are. She's tweeted about that. She wrote about that. Her parents don't want her.
Thank you.
We've watched you at these events with all kinds of people without masks. Don't come home, they said.
Yeah. My mom listens. To the show, to our show.
Yes. Yeah. I think we only have about a minute or two left. Look at that. It's going really fast. But let me get this in really quick.
Congratulations, Dean.
I don't know. Good news?
Yes.
A Yale professor, Dr. Nicholas Christakis.
Christakis.
In Greek, probably.
Christakis.
In his new book, Apollo's Arrow, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live,
right,
is predicting post-pandemic sex, sacrilege, and spending await society at the other side of the COVID.
Oh, yes.
He's a social epidemiologist, says society will make up for lost time as soon as it is safe to, with hedonism, quickly replacing conservative socializing.
Yeah, well, hey, well, good news. Florida's already doing that.
During epidemics, you get increases in religiosity. People become more abstentious. They save money. They get risk averse, and we're seeing all of that now, just as we had for hundreds of years during epidemics. But by 2024, all of those trends will be reversed. He's calling it the Roaring Twenties, following the 1918 pandemic.
Oh shit!
He said it will plunge humanity into an era of vice and indulgence.
Hell yeah, baby!
People will relentlessly seek out social interactions, sexual licentiousness.
Right.
Reverse of religiosity, woohoo, an economic boom.
Wow. Great. Great. Kimberly, she's right. The best is yet to come.
So there you go, everybody.
Yay.
Might be a whole lot of fucking.
Right,
and drinking and debauchery and fun.
Right, right.
If that's what you're into.
So, you know, if you want to see that, stay inside. Don't fucking die.
We've got to get the fuck out of here.
Yay.
Outside. Get the fuck outside. back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're available on your favorite podcasting application. Always at crabdiving.com. Wee. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Rated R Comedy or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great Tuesday or whenever the fuck you're listening to this, and we'll do it again tomorrow, everybody.
Viva la resistance.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Did you bring condoms?
Hey everyone, this Sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.